Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Everybody, welcome to Too Scary Didn't Watch, the horror movie recap podcast for those too scared to watch for themselves. I'm Emily, I'm scared, and I'm getting braver every day.
I'm Henley, I'm also scared, TBD on the bravery part.
I'm Sammy, I'm brave.
I think I'm brave. End of sentence.
Okay, good.
I you think are that's brave. It. I'm getting there. And Jenna's
here.
Silent. Jenna's here.
Silent as ever.
Silent as usual.
Jenna's here.
Silent
Jenna's
but deadly.
Silent. Did anything scary happen to any of us this week? Anything scary happen?
mine wasn't this week, and you guys were both there for it.
Oh, but thank I you think for the honesty.
I think it's worth bringing back up because it was a very scary thing. I got a text message from an unknown number that just said, hi, Sammy, how's your anxiety?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. Oh, my God. This is perfect.
Are we going to go into the reveal of who it was? Because that makes it...
It's a little scarier.
Scarier.
It was that's a scary text to receive from an unknown
very,
number.
Very, very
like
scary.
7 p.m. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah. It was just someone I shouldn't have given my number to in the first place, who I never added to my contacts because I was like, I don't know about this person. And
then they proved it to you.
He's since been blocked, so it's dealt
good.
With.
That's okay.
But yeah, pretty scary.
That is pretty scary.
Yeah.
That was frightening.
Anybody else have any scary things?
I mean, mine is a different kind of scary. It wasn't really that scary, but I didn't bring my water bottle with me to therapy this week. Wow. That's the end of the story. Spooky. No, I didn't bring my water bottle with me. And they have a water, but they have like cups and stuff in the lobby. And I was like there a few minutes early and I was like, I'll just get a cup of water. And I was sitting there.
I can get a cup of water on my own.
And they, you know how like you go to therapy every week, the same people go to other therapists in that building. So you see that they're seeing familiar faces. So the only other people with me in the lobby ever in the waiting room is a couple that are in couples therapy together. And I'm of course curious about their deal, and I really, really study their dynamic for the moments that we're together in that waiting room. But we're like aware of each other, and they come in. I'm sitting with my cup of water. I don't even know why or how. Spill it all over my whole damn lap in the chair.
Oh no!
My pants are such that it really looks like I peed my pants. And then I have to like awkwardly sit on the like arm of the chair until my therapist like opens the door for me to go in, and you know, it just was vulnerable more than scary. Yes, I suppose it was vulnerable.
Did you guys have like a conversation about it?
No, we both pretended it wasn't happening.
Oh, that makes it so much worse.
Two different responses.
Oh, good.
No, we did not.
Just avoided eye contact.
As we always do. You can't make eye contact with other people in the waiting room for therapy. I think that that's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to be at therapy, but you don't really want to be like, I know you're going in there.
Right.
That would be, you should say that next time you see them.
I see you. And that'll be the scariest thing that happened to them in who knows how long. Anything?
Oh, fine. I'll tell my scary dream. I don't want to tell it because it was too scary for me, but I'll reveal it anyway. It doesn't sound scary, but I promise it was scary. And also, I'm sorry I'm telling a dream because dreams are boring, but you guys are just going to have to deal with it. So I had a dream that basically a cat that I really, really love came into my house and he was being eaten alive by bugs. And I had to get all the bugs off of my cat.
Oh, no.
And it was like extremely distressing.
That's
and horrible.
Very distressing.
But I was successful in the end and I got all the bugs off. So I don't know what that says about anything.
I think that you're a healer. I think it's a good omen.
That's a great spin on it, Sammy. Thank you. Sorry if that was too real.
That was really real. That was too real. We're going to wrap this week's episode up right
here. That's it for us.
Too real.
Thanks for tuning in.
This is a podcast where Henley talks about her dreams.
And puts you to sleep.
Puts you right to sleep. Guys, well, in real time as we record, but not quite, but when this comes out, it'll be October.
Ooh,
which
Halloween.
Everybody knows is the spookiest month. So we've been trying to find some of the very spookiest, scariest movies we have seen or haven't seen. And this week is Silent Jenna's all-time scariest. She's never even seen it, but
it's
way, way scared. I also obviously have never seen it.
This week's movie is Paranormal Activity. Came out in 2007. An hour and 26 minutes long. Felt like 10 hours. I was very stressed.
That's a short movie.
It was short, and I truly paused and was like, is it almost over? Like, I was so stressed.
Because is it all jump scares?
I watched it during the day.
That's
I watched it in
more.
The afternoon. Mm-hmm. Still very scared.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay.
Anyways, directed and written by Oren Peli. I think that's how you say it. Starring Katie Featherston, Mika Sloat, and Mark Fredericks. That's their character names and real names.
Is it like found footage? Okay.
Yeah.
Found footage.
Ooh.
Copy
ooh,
that.
Ooh, ooh. This, we had already come up with a list of our scariest movies, and Paranormal Activity was on it. And our guest, because she's just perfect, happened to pick this movie on her damn own. And it
what?
Was fate.
I didn't know that.
It was fate aligned.
Stars truly aligned.
Stars truly aligned to get us all here tonight in my living room. Our guest this week, you can see her. She has her own podcast, Carditionate, a Kardashian podcast. She performs weekly at UCB with the Dragons and a host of other teams. She's always guesting, and she has a show coming up in November at UCB in LA called Holly Weird, which is a Hollywood talk show. She said before it's fabulous. She's had such guests as Angeline.
Oh, cool. My God.
Kato Kaelin.
Ooh.
It's a fabulous time. She also has the best damn hair in Hollywood. And it's Jessica Jordan.
Oh,
feels crazy. Like, go on.
What else do I do?
Go on. And oh, that too. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Jess.
We're so happy you're here.
I didn't know that it was on your list.
It was on our list.
It was yes. on our
list. It is really fun to let our guests pick a movie because we always want it to be something that people are excited about.
Yeah.
And we're just so thrilled it lined up. And also, this is a movie that I've really wanted to know what happens in it. Like, I've always, it's been one that, like, when it came out, I remember being like,
Jenna's
it's so scary. Jenna's really scared.
Face.
It was the reason I picked it was because it was for me what, like, opened the door. Like, I had never been a scary movie person ever. Was
oh, I
always,
love that.
Was always in your camp, was always too scared, always. And was like, I don't ever see scary movies, really. And then for whatever reason, like, I think it just was such a phenomenon
it was
at the
so
time.
Hyped. Yeah.
Yeah. Was, and especially rewatching, like, it had all the commercials with the, like, fan, the kind of like,
oh, the audience reactions.
You know, the night vision, the like, night vision in the screenshots. And I remember just being like, what happens? And I was like, very, very brave and saw it. And it, oh my God, it ruined me. I was a maniac. I was it, like, truly unnerved me beyond belief. And but then it also got me, like, excited about scary movies. And it's like, and then Betsy ended up becoming, like, my scary movie coach.
Ooh,
and she, like, brought me in the fold.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it was very much my first.
Ooh, that's exciting. Was
it, did you see it in theaters?
Saw it in theaters, saw it at the Arclight.
Okay.
In the day. And was
that's
like
key.
Truly wigged out beyond belief. Like, I couldn't sleep for days. Like, it truly got in my brain, like, believed in demons. Like, it got, I was like very, very affected by
See,
it.
See, that's the thing for me. It's like, I'll be scared when watching a scary movie, but what I really can't deal with is how scared it leaves you after. Like, at the end of the day, you're in your house. It's dark out. Like, that feeling of just, like, dread in your own life is so
it's
scary.
Crazy. It's a crazy thing to choose to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey.
But hey, some people do. So that got you into scary movies. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen for you? Where you're like, that's my threshold.
Oh my God, what a good question. Betsy, Marcy, and I went and saw one, and it was about, like, it was like a Scandinavian movie that not that long ago where the mom comes back from, like, plastic surgery.
Oh, Goodnight Mommy.
Yeah. And that one was not so much, like, so frightening to me, but it had a bunch of, like, eye stuff. And like, Betsy got up and left, which is, like,
wow.
Historic. It was historic. Like, Marcy and I stuck it out, but it was like, it was. Right. I would not say I'm great with gore. It's not why I like to see scary movies. And it was like so much like just lips and eyes and like, and that's, I would say, like, a different genre to me, like stuff where, like, people's eyes are and mouths getting sewn shut. And like, that's like a total, I would say it's like there's a big discrepancy to me in the world of, like, Conjuring, like, even
ghost
paranormal
stuff.
Activities and, like, just body stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, generally into that. So that one was one that I remember just being like, and when Betsy got up and was like, I'm leaving, I was like, you're smart.
Good idea.
But yeah, that one really, really, I think, scared me to death. But I will say, for real, Paranormal Activity, like, probably scared me the most.
Yeah, I've specifically avoided it for this reason. So I saw it for the first time yesterday.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, ghost stuff.
Yeah,
well,
ghosts. You don't like ghosts.
This is ghost / demon. I guess they always
it
are kind
to
of.
Always
they're
kind, be. Oh,
they're two sides.
I would have thought they were two very separate things, but apparently, when
no,
you got ghosts, you got demons.
They're kind of the same.
Yeah, well, they get into the differences in it of
yes,
them in
they
this
do.
Movie.
They
help
they
explain
do.
It a little
okay,
bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's informative.
They're both very scary.
Yes, they are.
They're both very scary.
Yes.
They're both very
scary.
Oh boy, we are really going to need a drink to make it through this week's episode. So thank God it's cocktail hour. This week's cocktail is a ghost Bloody Mary, or I guess in this case, a demon Bloody Mary. Very spooky. This drink is pretty complicated to make and took me quite a long time. So if any of you listeners end up making this cocktail, please send us a photo. I will be very impressed and it will make me feel like it was all worth it. The key ingredient to making a ghost and or demon Bloody Mary is tomato water. Basically, you will blend 4 beefsteak tomatoes in a blender, and you can add other ingredients as well. I added some cucumber, some celery, some onion, garlic, and jalapeno. You blend it all up, and then pour it through a few layers of cheesecloth. You'll first get kind of a pink water, so you'll just have to keep running it through the cheesecloth as many times as it takes to get clear water. And it really does get clear in the end. I was shocked and spooked. Once you have your tomato water, you use it like you would a Bloody Mary mix and combine whatever proportions you want with 2 ounces of vodka. We also added about a half an ounce of pickle juice. Then you garnish with a celery stick or a pickle spear or anything you like. It was really tasty in the end, and since it's Halloween month, this is like a perfect spooky cocktail to have on hand. So, yeah, make it for all your friends and impress them, and again, send us a photo. We would love to see it.
Do you have any trivia?
I just know it made a shitload of money on zero budget.
It has the
much.
Highest return historically yeah. ever.
That's wow. why they made so many.
One of the trivia I saw.
Because it was like, I think it was, I actually don't know
I'm
how
sure
much.
They Wait, made it was for
Paramount,
nothing.
Right?
It was shot by this guy, Oren Peli, like just on his own.
Uh-huh. In his house.
It was like 7 days and they got paid $500.
I saw that.
The actors. They literally booked it off of LACasting.com.
Oh my God.
And it was like, you know, it was just like a thing he made basically as a proof of concept. And it happened to get seen by like high enough people. But the whole plan had been to like reshoot, redo it. And because they're like, it's like so low budget. Like right. it's insane.
Yeah. I heard they wanted to like recast and everything.
Recast, like, redo. A full... Like, oh, great idea, but we're going to redo it. And then in order to figure out like how to best redo it, they did test screenings with audiences. And just to like get a sense of what was working and what wasn't, and that the like, audiences were freaking out at the yeah. original and like losing
why
it.
Do it.
And so
yeah.
then they were like, oh, this is a whole thing.
It's like, I mean, and when was Blair Witch? Because Blair Witch is like the same sort of thing in
96?
That it was like,
maybe. No.
But people like didn't know that Blair Witch was not real.
No.
Whereas people knew that this was not
but
real.
But it was
right?
kind of confusing. Like they tried to
they
spin
do
it
the
as
same,
not.
They do the same sort of thing.
Yeah. They tried to do
but
the
we
same thing.
But we were like, we remember Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Hey, honestly. Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you.
But it is like a historic movie in that sense, and it's why they clearly went on.
Yeah.
And I mean, and when you think about the cost of making it,
yeah.
and also it literally is inside the entire time.
Right.
You are never, there's like one starting shot outside in the driveway. There's like
right.
one patio shot and a pool shot. But like to think about like the cost of making it, there's two people in it.
Oh, it's so cheap.
It's insane. No special effects almost at all. Like it right. is so affordable. So it's, I'm sure it's like when somebody saw the first reality TV show and they were like, wait a minute.
Yeah. We can do this?
People want to watch this?
This is allowed?
We're going to be rich.
100.
Wow. Should we watch the trailer?
Let's watch the trailer.
High def camera on. My girlfriend, Katie, she thinks there's something in the house. I don't know.
You believe me, right?
I think we're going to have a very interesting time capturing whatever paranormal phenomena is occurring or is not occurring.
Windows and locks. Doors
are
locked, alarm is on.
Jesus, this looks like something bit you.
It's not the house, it's me.
You cannot run from this, it will follow you. Are you in control?
You're not in control.
What's happening to me? If it's not a ghost, what is it?
So bad.
Oh my god.
I'm
trying to be watching the whole thing.
I think
doing this podcast is desensitizing me. I'm like not letting myself feel any emotion watching these trailers.
Wow, that really scared me.
I'm worried about it though, because maybe I'm becoming too disconnected to myself.
Oh my god. Okay, well let's get into it.
I want to hear everything about this movie from A to Z.
It sounds like the character, starting with the characters, is easy. There's two.
Mm-hmm. There's two.
Katie mm-hmm. and Mika. They're a couple
in San Diego. Mm-hmm. She's a student. I don't remember what he does.
It also starts with a title card that says the filmmakers would like to thank the families of Katie Featherstone and Mika, whatever his last name is, and the San Diego Police Department. So they're doing like the little fake out like documentary
yeah. Whoa,
thing.
Whoa, yes.
So you know like from the start, like something obviously very bad is going to mm-hmm. happen.
I have tried a lot
of meal kits in my day because I don't like to cook. I need as much help as I can get when it comes to meal times. But a lot of the kits I've tried, you know, they leave a little something to be desired. They're not super great quality, or maybe there's not great variety, or they're feel just kind of unhealthy. So imagine my surprise when I found Marley Spoon and discovered it doesn't have to be that way. You can have it all. I'm so happy this podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. They created the best tasting meal kit money can buy, and with my code TOOSCARY, you can get up to 25 free meals. They have over 100 meals to choose from each week, so you will not be getting bored. Last night, I made a shrimp burrito bowl that was so good, and tonight I'm making a Shion-style cumin turkey burger with pickled veggies and five-spice fries. Excuse me, am I a five-star chef? You have any idea how boring all the stuff I usually make is? It's such a treat. And usually for something like this, I would pay probably $40 to have something delivered to me, and it would probably be gross and soggy by the time it got here anyways. So thank God for Marley Spoon. And you can customize many of the recipes. So whether you're looking for vegetarian, family-friendly, low-carb, they got you covered. They also have an online market of pantry essentials like snacks and ready-to-eat options. I'm telling you, you can have it all. I got a kit to make cookies in my first box. So experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/too-scary and use code TOOSCARY for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/too-scary for up to 25 free meals. And make sure you use my promo code TOOSCARY so they know I sent you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The kind of intro is that he's like using his video camera that he just bought.
Right.
And he's like, the box is open and he's setting it up. And then like she comes home. It's actually really like, it's this very perfectly boring suburban San Diego like development that they live in. As like someone who spent a lot of time in San Diego, I was like, they nailed a lot of just like who I think that's another big part about the movie that deserves credit is that they are like such real feeling people and types.
That's huge.
They're so real looking. They feel like a real couple. And like, so yeah, he's gotten a camera because they're kind of like setting it up and talking about it because she comes home and he's like, what's the camera? How much did that cost? And like laughing about it. And then it's like, well, I got the camera because of all the weird stuff that's been going on lately. And so we can kind of like sit this camera out and finally see what's going on. But it's all very lighthearted. Like I think the movie deserves a lot of credit for the steepness in terms of like ascending to scary because it's like so much of it at the beginning is like so benign and chill and just like they've really done a good job of making him the like kind of bro-y goof who's like really mature and like isn't scared and like who cares and like I'm gonna take care of it
and just
whatever's going on, who cares, I got this camera, we're gonna figure it out. And it's her being like okay well, and then she kind of drops this big like breadcrumb of like, well, you know, because he's like, I'm gonna figure it out and figure out what's been haunting you. If it's those kids across the street, we're gonna catch them. And she's like, well, then it would have to be kids who have been following me since I was 8. And you get this kind of like, whoa, what? And it's like, and then you kind of get this like breadcrumb that like she's been having weird stuff happen to her, like her whole life.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that kind of gets like played out a little bit more. Like you start kind of learning about what's going on in the house.
The psychic come. They get a psychic, and that's kind of where she like really lays out all her
history.
She's like, it happened when I was 8. I would wake up. There would be a person at the foot of my bed. happened when I was 13. Same thing, like in me and my sister's room or whatever.
But always at the, foot of my bed,
never not hers. My sister's.
And then our house burned down.
Yes,
their house burned down. Never figure out the cause.
Yep.
But they ruled that it wasn't electrical, that it wasn't anything, that there was an undetermined cause.
Right.
And then they had to move houses, but that it continued when she was like at 13. There was like another kind of burst, and she basically explains that like there's been these like bursts in her life of similar stuff like this happening to her,
right.
And so here it is again.
Oh no!
And the psychic says, kind of like. He's like, well, I deal with ghosts. This sounds like a demon.
This is, I think, a key part. And this is where I think if you, and I remember being like, oh, because it basically explains, he's like, yeah, I deal with ghosts, and that's about humans and being attached to humans, like something that was a human and is stuck in between or needs something remedied. What a demon is a non-human entity.
Oh, God.
And
scarier.
It's way fucking scarier. And I remember at the time being like, what? And it's all about how like,
there's
he's
difference.
Like, I don't deal in demons. Like, I cannot help
he's
you
like,
with demons.
And like, kind of like a little too freaked out. It's like, okay, like, don't scare them more than
he
you have to.
Really, really badly.
He's
scares
like,
them really bad.
I'm going to refer you to
a demon specialist.
He's like, I mean, I deal with ghosts all the time. Ghosts are normal. Ghosts are fine. Not scared. I will not touch demons. Goodbye.
Basically, and he also lays out an important plot point where he's like, also, like, if you play with it, like, if you try, if you engage with it or you try to fuck with it, basically,
you're opening
the
door.
You will open a door.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, you need to not, like, it has to be, like, and his whole thing is, like, what I'm hearing is that it's attached to you. After she tells this whole story of how it's like been these bursts throughout her life, he's like, it sounds like it's attached to you. It wants something from you.
Oh my God.
And he's like, so your best bet is to go to my colleague, this demonologist.
A demonologist.
Great. Wow. I immediately had the thought, like an improv scene of like just on a date, like how you manage that, of like how you describe that to any whatever. Because he says it very casually. My colleague, he's a demonologist.
Yeah, my demonologist colleague.
Like,
oh, as you do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the whole thriving sector of the economy that I was not aware of.
And so does he know at this point that they've talked about like we're going to film? Like, is that because they be like, don't fuck with it?
Well, yeah, because they've set up this dynamic of the boyfriend being kind of like suspicious and a bit like, come on.
He's like, yeah, rolling his eyes at the psychic and like, ooh, should I play this spooky music when the psychic comes to make him feel it? He's just being kind of an asshole. And the like, Katie's like, can you please take this seriously? Like, this has been haunting me since I was 8 years old.
Yeah. But in order to film, I mean, to their credit, like literally every scene is filmed and like through his camcorder, right?
Right.
And so it's like everything. So it's a whole thing where he is like filming him and like in their meeting, basically.
I think he brings up a Ouija board, like should we get a Ouija board, would that help? And the psychic says like, no, that's like inviting him in.
And basically, it's like that's how you, like, if you engage with it, the door opens, kind of a thing. So it's like setting up all of that. And then she's really like, okay, I want to go with this like demonologist and start like figuring out what's happening. And he's like very much the pushback on it. And it's like what allows the movie to play out a lot more, you know?
Right.
So he's like, well, let's just like try.
Let's
and, like,
wait until it gets horrible.
And it's like,
and we have no other choice.
His whole plan is basically like, look, the main purpose of the camera is to set up at night because that's when it happens. And it's the premise of all the movies.
In their bedroom.
All the movies are built around like a thing that pops up, the light, they go to bed and it comes up and it's like night two. And then the time, and then it goes into, you know, like
this.
The time clock
in the corner.
I was going to
say the time turner, like turning quickly. It's just, that is unsettling. Just watching like people in fast motion. I was like, this is freaking me out. Like, even if I knew nothing was going to happen, it's just creepy.
But it's also,
like,
it's really
watch
scary
people sleeping.
It's like, it's them in bed. It'll be like, okay, they're going to bed. They're good. And it's always, they find all these ways. It's like, he's filming her getting ready for bed. And they do a good job of finding really natural, like, and he's always like really horny for her. And
he's like, let's film us having sex. And she's like, haha, no.
They do a nice job of like giving reason for every time he has the camera out. And it's not just that feeling of like, why would you be recording this? You know?
Right.
And then they set it up every night in bed facing them. And that becomes like the very famous kind of like shot of their bed.
Yeah.
And then it's like you get this sort of counter, and it's like what is so scary about it is it's literally like, you know, 11, 12, and it's kind of speeding and going nothing. And they're like, she's like fast forwarding in bed while they're like sleeping and moving around. And then all of a sudden it goes like, and it slows down or stops. And then it's like, you know, 1:14 a.m. And you're like, Oh, and no. You like are waiting because it's then now it's just real time and you're like something and you're that's what I mean by like you just start scanning the frame right. And it's dark and you can't really see but you're looking down their hallway and you're just like what is going to come into this frame They do a really nice job of it starting small. Like I think the first couple nights it's literally just like kind of weird faraway sounds in the house.
Sounds and like faint footsteps. The first one I think is you hear keys fall.
Yeah.
And then in the next morning she finds her keys like in the middle of the living room. It's like small things.
She's like, did you throw my keys? What happened?
He's like, oh yeah, that's definitive proof that like our house is haunted. Like,
being like listen to the woman. Is the point of the movie.
And there's, like creaking and moaning. And then I think the door slamming is the first like big thing.
Yeah. And then he ends up like at some point, like the next day he like scrubs through the footage always and is kind of like what happened. And that's how they end up like seeing a lot of it, which is also a kind of neat feature. Like it's like they're watching it the next morning and it's being like, wait, what was that? And so and he like bumps up the audio on one and he can hear this like weird kind of like demonic like growling.
Whoa. Yeah.
Like it's and, like it's not a language and it's or anything. It's just this like weird, gross, like low sound.
Time to call the demonologist.
And, well, you'd think, but he's like,
no, I got this.
I got this, babe. I got this. Oh, and God. Then when it really picks up, so it's kind of like small things like that. And then on night 13 that they've been recording, there's this like really scary, like horrifying demon sound of like just a like kind of sound and then a really loud thud and they like go running downstairs and they have like a big light fixture.
The chandelier is like swaying
and like, it's really scary because they're filming it like it's very annoying. You're like, turn the lights on, turn the regular
they
lights
never
on
turn
and they
the never lights
do because it's all the like camcorder light, you know, so it's just like that's what is
and
so
it's
scary.
The panning like left and right and you're just like, what's gonna be in the corner? Like, just turn the lights
Why
on so I can see
the lights
whole
on
room.
Do they ever turn the lights on
in some they rooms do. They do, but like for the most part no. And it's like we need to be turning all the lights.
We should be turning
the lights on. Sleeping with the lights on is
a high
key.
Electricity bill will be worth it.
And then night. Then we get to night
now.
Night 15 comes, and this is where things like start really. I would say picking up.
Yeah.
And you see in the footage, you see her
get out of bed.
This is where it gets real scary. She gets out of, you see her get out of bed and she stands and she faces the bed and you see the clock going for like hours.
She stares at him like sleeping for hours.
And then she walks outside. She walks out the door and you're like, what?
Oh my God.
And then he wakes up and she's not in the bed and he goes with his camera and goes outside and it's really scary, him like trying to figure out where she is. And he goes outside and she is like, they have like a little kind of patio swing out by the pool.
Yeah. No,
and she's just like sitting on it, like kind of catatonic.
Yeah. She's like super out of it and kind of like mumbling things to him. He's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm fine.
Like, he's like, it's really cold. She's just wearing like boxers and a tank top.
And she's like, leave me alone. Like, go back inside. I'm fine. Like just being so
scary.
And he's like, well, come inside at least. Come
is
inside.
He, is he freaked, really freaked out or
yeah,
not freaked
he's
out?
He's really like, but he's never like, a thing that I think is interesting is he's never like scared. He's his whole thing is very like, what the fuck? What's happening?
Yeah,
what's
he's
wrong
like more,
with you?
He's like more mad about it.
And that's, I think, what creates like a nice juxtaposition is she gets more and more and more scared. So it means when he does start getting scared that like you are suddenly
take
so
it,
like,
take it seriously.
Because he has been so unaffected by it for so much of it. And so but while he's out there trying to get her to come inside, you hear this like crazy sound inside the house and he runs in and up in the bedroom, their big TV is on like really loud, like
static.
Like the fuzz is on really loud.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden she's suddenly back in the room. She's like at the door and he's like, and she's like, what's going on? And she's clearly like woken up and is like, what's going on? And take the camera off me. And he's like, wait, you were sitting outside. What do you mean? And she's like, what do you mean I was outside? And then it goes to the next day. And she's like, he's showing her all the footage. And she's like, I don't remember that. Like,
yeah, I don't remember any of that.
I remember standing at the door and like you had the camera on me and I woke up.
Oh, get out of there. Get out of there.
Well, but they know that it's about her. That's the whole, that's why it's such a good idea.
Because it's not about the house.
Yes. It's not her. Because it's followed her house to house. And the psychic like said that, like, it's gonna follow you wherever you go,
which is such a great like root conceit, because it's like you you feel this panic. There's no escape. It's like they just have to figure out what to do moment to moment, because there's nothing, there's nowhere they can go.
Right.
Oh my god.
And I know. And
do you guys want to sleep over at my house tonight?
No, I want you to stay here, and I'm not going anywhere. Stay here.
Then you get, then it really picks up, and you find he has the camera set up, and it's just him, and you see him bring out a Ouija board.
You knew he was going to do it.
In the middle of the night?
Why? No, it's the daytime, and they're, like, about to leave for a date, you find out, but, like, he's like, okay, babe, a surprise.
It's so crazy, because, like, obviously she's going to be pissed, and he's, like, acting like this thing that both want to do. Like,
so he sets up the Ouija board and is like, babe, before we leave, like, let's just do it. Let's try it. And she rightfully flips out and gets, like, really
shuts
mad
it down.
And screams at him and is like, let's fucking go. Because they're leaving to go out for the night. And she's like, no, I'm not going to do the Ouija board before we go. And she like storms out. And then you get the camera's still set up
and rolling, just watching the Ouija board.
They do a good job. A long chunk passes.
So
I was like, I thought something
long.
Happened in this scene. And you're like, because it's just on this Ouija board.
So did they get up and leave?
They're out.
They left the house.
They're both gone. They left the house. But the camera is still... He put it on the coffee table. But it sits there forever. And then all of a sudden...
Like the whole thing with this whole movie is that it's just such long pauses where you're just like... something is about to happen. You're so tense. It's so creepy. So it's super still for like a minute. And then it's like the plants... leaves waving in the wind, and then the cursor starts like moving on its own like pretty quickly, and then the Ouija board lights on fire.
What? It goes and it like light, so it goes like and it moves around, so it's spelling something.
Yeah,
right, it's spelling something, and then it lights in on fire.
Oh my
and then
God.
It cuts to the next day,
it
or
cuts
to them
like
coming home. And because you're like, wait, does the house burn down? But it just like, as the fire goes out, and he finds the Ouija board, and he's like, something happened. Like, what the hell? It left a message for us, because it kind of like burned a weird little like inscription into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks kind of engraved almost. Yeah. And he's like trying to figure out like what it is, but you still don't know.
And he's like, babe, like, look at this. Like, we gotta figure out what this said. And she's just like, throw it in the goddamn trash. Like, why are you doing this to me? And he's like consistently just like, come on, babe.
Babe.
Like, come on, what's he trying to tell us?
And then we get, so now he's really in like problem solving mode.
He decides
he's like, they agree that like, okay, he gets one last attempt, and this is the last night that they're gonna let.
Why does she agree to that?
I mean,
why do women agree to so many?
It's crazy. The whole time she's like, let's call the demonologist. Literally the only person who
he probably has to think that it's his idea.
He is like, I'm gonna beat this thing. I'm your boyfriend. I'm gonna fix it.
Babe.
And he gets this idea. She's like, okay, fine, you can do the powder experiment. And the agreement is that he gets to do this powder experiment. This is the last thing. And then they're gonna call the demonologist, based how it goes. And so he does a thing where he like basically pours baby powder like all the top of the landing out, because they're on the second floor. It's like a two-story little kind of condo, actually pretty spacious. And so he puts like baby powder down the hallway and then all on the landing, like before it gets into their room,
not into their room.
And that's his like big plan. And she's like making fun of him, like, okay, cool baby powder plan. And then it cuts
to, like, who's gonna clean up this fucking baby powder?
She's like also mad about it. She's like, I'm not cleaning up this fucking baby powder. And he's like,
we know that she did.
And then they wake up in the night,
in the middle of the night, and he's like, oh fuck. And there's powder footprints all in their room.
But they're not even like, I like had not remembered this. They're not like footprints. They're like three-toed.
Oh,
like it's like
no,
a three-toed.
I couldn't see because it was daytime when I watched it.
Oh. It's like an ostrich foot. It's like a three
that's
claw.
That's so bad.
It's not
I
a
hate
foot.
That so much.
It's like a claw. And so they turn on the lights and it's like coming from the landing up to their bed.
Oh, God.
And they're like, what? And then they go out in the hallway and it's down the hallway. These like weird little tracks of this three clawed thing.
Is still the middle of the night?
Yeah, it's middle of the night. That's the other thing is the other thing to keep in mind is now bigger things keep happening every night and they're up for like big
chunks.
They're
up a lot. So they're getting some like sleep deprivation.
Kind of looking and really like really haggard. Another thing I think they do really effectively, like they look
right.
like.
And it's, how would they ever fall asleep?
Right. Yeah, they're like right. so sleep deprived and so they look so haggard and like. They're so because these things keep happening. And so they go down the hallway and then they see that it leads into like a little closet. And she like screams because it's one of those closets that has like an attic, you know, like a little kind
like a
of
little door to the yeah. door to the attic.
And
yeah.
it's open.
No.
And she's like, please tell me you opened that. And obviously
he literally goes, it. Obviously, no. And he's like, oh, I'm going to look.
It's
I'm going to look.
The demon I'm fucking with.
I like how that's what she screamed at, though. I would definitely be more scared by the three, by the footprints in my yeah, bedroom next to fair. My bed.
So he's like, I'm going to go up and look.
No, my God.
I know. And she's like, no.
In
he's
the
like, I'm just
going to
look. I'm just going to look.
In the middle of the
middle
night.
Middle of the night. It's nighttime.
Middle of the night.
No. He gets the ladder. Ugh. He goes up. He's like, I'm just going to look. I'm going to look. I'm not going up into it. But of course, he like pokes up. It's so scary because you're looking through the camera. It's the camera light going through like a fucking attic.
That's
at
the
night.
Thing is there's no like time to relax in this movie.
No.
And this is what this is exactly the type of scary movie that scares me most is when you're just constantly waiting.
Braced.
Oh my
you're
God.
Just
I know I've said
braced.
It before, but I really am just reliving it, imagining this like
the cortisol
poking up
running through your body.
Poking
is...
up through the attic and just being like, why?
It's so, why and she's happening? Freaking out. She's like, please come down, please come down. And he sees in the far corner, like something. It's really, you can't tell what it is. It's like, there's all this sort of, what's the foot, like insulation?
Yeah,
fiberglass?
Yeah, yeah, like the
and
fiberglass
then you see
stuff.
Like a thing, like a
He's
rolled
like,
up
oh,
thing.
Oh, there's like something over there.
And then he goes up and he gets it. And she starts having like a panic attack. She's like, because he's not responding. She's like, Micah, Micah, Micah. And then he comes back down. He does come out. She's like, oh, and he's like, this is what was up there.
Oh,
and it's a photograph of her as a little girl.
Oh, no.
And the
in
edges are
house.
All burned.
Oh, no.
And he's like, what is this you? And she immediately is like, this is from my old house that burned down.
And she's like, I haven't seen this photo in 15 years.
What? And so she's like immediately spiraling.
Right. Of course.
And then they get to the next morning.
And she's like, I'm calling.
She's
the
like, that's it. That's
We're
enough.
Calling.
That's it. And she's like, the next day, it's like her on the couch, just like holding the photo. Like,
oh my God.
She's so spun out about it, understandably.
Of course. I mean, who do you call? The demonologist.
Oh yeah. Thank God there's a demonologist to call.
But the demonologist is out of town.
Stop it.
Wow. You can't make this shit up.
He'll be back in a few days. He's out of town.
Just hang in there.
He's on vacation. He has a hard life.
He has the hard life.
He's busy.
Motherfuckers
waited too long. They waited too long. So
she calls a freakishly long time.
What, yeah,
this
I
is way
wait,
too
what,
long.
15?
It's like 15.
17. This 18. Is now day 19.
Almost a month?
Yeah. Hell no.
Oh,
hell
God.
No.
So they...
They call back the psychic guy just because they're out of options and they have to. And he literally like,
I think this is one of the best scenes in the whole
it's
movie.
It's like the only time that I laughed in the whole movie.
It's so crazy.
It's like kind of funny.
They're like, hey, hi. they're like so scared. You know, they're really out of their minds now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, so happy he's back. And they're also like, you also feel stir crazy because you've been in this house
you're
with
like,
them the whole time.
God, somebody
and
help
so
these
the door
people.
Opens and you're like, a person. And he's like, hey, hi. And he walks in and it's a great act. I thought he did a good job. He's like he's really nice, and then as he's walking through the threshold he's like and you see him physically get hit by like whatever is in
he's like
house.
I can't be here. He's like, it doesn't like me being here, and me being here is hurting you, not helping you. I need to go.
And keep in mind, they've already established, I don't know where they said, maybe he lives in LA, but that he drove down to San Diego the first time. So it's like,
right.
He's not even local. And like the speed that he leaves is so crazy. He's like,
he
I'm
takes,
so
like,
sorry.
One step in.
I'll try
and
to help
like,
you.
Goodbye.
I'll try to help you. I have to get out of here. I'm doing more harm than good. I have to go.
Oh,
and then he's out so fast. And that's when you're really like, Yeah. Oh shit, they're like stranded. Yeah, like, no, really there's fucked. Nobody who will help them now at this point.
Right. They haven't even tried the police. I know it's a dumb question, no. But I mean, like, wouldn't you be reaching out to like someone? Even, like,
but what could about the police while no, I was
they
watching
couldn't
it.
Actually do anything except to just like get other eyes yes, on it.
But they're not going to stay in your house all night. You know, I they can't do that.
I think that the central...
Maybe you could like commit a big crime and go to jail and be under like 24/7 surveillance.
Yeah,
that probably. Yeah, that probably still wouldn't work.
It's, I it's such a good
commit a big crime, a big old crime.
It's a good conceit for a movie because it's like you kind of keep trying to figure out like what you would
like
do.
You can't. There's
but
no...
every time you're like, if it's like, because you're like, go to a hotel, and you're like, well, but.
No,
and you're like, well, call your friend over, and it's like, well, but it's like such a good conceit for
right.
this kind
I mean,
of movie.
There's just no escaping it. There's no escaping it. Nothing
so then
you can
he
do.
Leaves. The doctor leaves, and now it starts happening in the daytime. So there's like a big picture smash that they hear like a smash of glass, and they run over, and it's their framed picture is on the wall, like a couple picture.
Yeah, it's like them two like snuggling together, and it's been smashed.
But it's smashed over his face, and his face has a big. Like
claw
huge claw mark through it.
Through
and he's like, why
photo.
Is it my face?
Oh, why do you think, buddy?
There's also a very fun side, little side thing that I loved that I completely forgot. That she has like a little table in the corner of the house that's her like
crafting
table. She has like a lot of beads, and
that
it's like
very what is this like 2007?
Yes,
that's like half to bead.
Yeah, she's multifaceted.
It's just like a big messy table with like
with a
beads.
Bunch of beads.
You're like, what a choice to have written. And like, well, she's got a corner and she's
what will
beating.
She do to relieve this stress?
Make more bracelets. It's so funny to me. And then okay then we get a couple great things. Then that night, mm-hmm. That's the night that the ruffle of the sheets happens.
Oh, where it like gets in bed with them.
And God. you see for the first time this like dark shadow go across their bedroom door. Like this, like it's not a shape even, it's just this like weird cloud
yes.
goes across. And then you get that billowing of the sheets.
It is the show.
She wakes up frantic and is like, he's breathing on me, he's breathing
yeah,
on me, he's
that's
breathing
the other
on
thing
me.
Is she kept being like, I hear him breathing in my ear that I was really, I did not. Like that.
It's such a horrible visual. But you're seeing him basically get like closer and closer, like towards them, like in the bed. And then the next day, the boyfriend finds and shows her on the computer, like he ends up finding some website that has a story of a woman in the 60s
right.
who's the exact same thing happened to, where it's like a demon attached itself to her. It kept happened in these bursts ever since she was a kid. And it's kind of like weird where he tries to connect it. He's like, it was what he was spelling out on the Ouija board. It was
right.
Diane. And I was like, I don't get this.
Yeah, but, I also didn't get it.
Didn't really
I
work
didn't
that
even
well.
Write it in my notes because I was like, well, I don't get this.
It was like not well explained. But you do learn that this other woman, but what's really scary is she's like, well, what happened to her? And he's like,
oh, was she
And then it like zooms in on the computer screen and it's like photos of her like in full exorcism mode with like blood coming out of her mouth. And like, it's like,
what a crazy thing. For to be like, I found someone who's the same.
Hey, here's something to
just
ease
ignore
your
the
worries.
Last part.
You're not alone. This woman died.
And they get in a huge fight. Things are like so,
so
tense.
The other thing that in the very first meeting that they had with the psychic, he was like, they're like drawn to negative energy or like fed by negative energy.
So like the more they're fighting.
And so once they started fighting, I was like, fuck, 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 fuck.
I totally forgot about that.
Yes. So he was like, if you guys are, you know, putting out negative energy, that's when they're like strong. When it will be strongest.
So now they're like constantly.
Did they forget about that little?
They're
really sleep deprived and crazed. You know, they're like, they haven't now slept for.
At the end of their rope.
The end of their natural rope. So then we get to, this is the big night. This is a big night.
Oh boy.
I gotta say, I love this movie so far.
I'm telling you.
Big fan. Loving every second of it.
It's paced really well. So then it's night 20. And this one is really scary. Oh my God. So this one, that's they're asleep, the camera's going, she's asleep, and we've already had one night where it like it, or the pillow billowy night, it like tickled her foot. You could see like it was kind of her
moving,
foot moved a little bit.
Yeah,
this night it's horrifying. You see like the covers go back and her leg like start getting pulled, and it pulls her off the bed and then whips her down the hallway. And she screams so loud, and then he jumps up and she's like, as it like sucks her down the hallway. And as he jumps up, their bedroom door slams shut.
Yeah.
And so oh my God, it's giving me goosebumps to remember. And he's like, and then he like manages to get the door open, but you're still just going through the camcorder shot. So you right. can't see them at the end of the hallway.
You just like
and
hear like commotion.
Is screaming.
Like, their screams are so.
They're good. She's a great scream.
You have to know that was part of the audition process.
It is a scream that truly like rattles your bones.
It's truly the kind of scream that you're like, oh, that person is dying. Like yeah, that's like
a distress scream.
Yes.
And so you hear them and he's like, let go of her. Give her back. And you can hear like, it's like he's pulling her and you can't really see it, but that it's like the thing has like pulled her down the hallway and they're having like some crazy commotion. And then all of a sudden they like run back in the room and slam the door, and she's like obviously like hysterical because it like yanks her out of bed and down the hall, and they're like, it's okay. And then the next
I think they do like a little fade to black, and then like the next morning they're like downstairs and they're like, okay, we're gonna get a hotel.
We gotta get out of here.
And then he's like, let me like get on camera what it did to your back. And it like pulls up her shirt and has like this really not human bite mark.
It's like teeth, but not in like
round
any
teeth.
Animal formation. It's like they're like in like
yeah,
this
it's
crazy
like zigzaggy
pattern.
Teeth.
And it's really red and like tender. Like he goes to like touch it and she's like, ow. Like it's like a really tender. It's big. It's like 8 inches, like huge on her back. And you're like, oh my God. But she's still herself, you know? And they're like, okay, let's go. And he's like, let's start packing. Let's go. It's time.
Oh, but he like, when he's like, okay, I'm packed. We're packed and ready to go. She's like sitting on the ground again, looking like catatonic.
Now though, something's happened because the last scene, she was like very downtrodden and like, just like
but like herself
but she was like yeah let's go and then you come down he comes down the stairs to like, okay, we're packed, let's get out of here. And she's sitting on the ground against the wall with her legs out in front of her and she's like fully catatonic.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, let's go. And she's not responding and her eyes are open but she's like just facing forward and like fully catatonic. And then
he's like,
what are you holding?
Oh God.
And she's like clenched. I actually don't know what it is.
Oh, it's a wooden cross. And she's has this little wooden cross
the
in her hand.
Where it's like your nails are digging so hard into your hand from, I don't know if we got any Riverdale fans.
I was about to say, a real Betty audience, Cooper.
But this is a Betty Cooper move.
Anyways,
Riverdale is the best. But so Katie,
she's holding a cross,
but he like opens her hand and it's all filled with blood.
It's filled with blood because she's dug her nails into her palm so hard.
And he starts to really finally, he's like, what the fuck? And he's really losing it suddenly. He's like,
yeah,
I'm fucking sick of this. I'm so fucking sick of this. And he's like losing it. And he's because he thinks they're like finally about to just leave at least. And so suddenly you see him throw it in the fireplace and he's like, I'm fucking done with this. And he like burns the little cross, like sets it on fire in the fireplace.
Right.
And then it's upstairs back and he goes back in the
bedroom.
He like
moves her to the bedroom because she's like so out of it. And she's like saying like, no, I want to stay. Like, I don't want to go anymore. I want to stay. I wrote possessed question mark.
It's not her anymore.
100%.
She's like, I want to stay now. And he's like, what? And she's like, I want to stay now. It's going to be okay.
I think it will all be okay.
It will all be okay. I don't want to leave anymore. Okay. I don't want to leave anymore. And he's like, what are you talking about? Because it's like minutes before they had this whole plan. And he's like, no. And she's like, I think it will all be okay. I think we should stay. And you're like, what? And he's like so confused. And then he leaves the room and she's laying there in bed and then she smiles. It's so scary.
It's so scary.
And then I was too scared to take notes for the big final night.
I took notes for the big final night. So it's night 21. I guess she convinces him not to go to the hotel. They go to bed. Katie does the old get up stare at Mika for hours.
Hours.
And moves around, stares at him from her side of the bed for like 3 hours. Then walks around to his side of the bed. Just close to him, stays there for like 2 hours, and then walks downstairs, and the way the camera is set up, you can't, you know, obviously see where she goes. So she's just gone. And then, like, the most blood-curdling screams.
The worst scream you've ever heard in your life.
Like, truly, no, it was, like, actually, like, I don't know how an actor screams like this. Like, this is, like, reserved for the kind of, like, this is,
it's as big of a horror movie scream as you could. And she's like, my God, like, oh my screams God. His name, and he jumps up, of course,
and runs down. And then there's, like, I feel like demon noises, screams,
and her screaming,
his screams now too. Like, it's just this cacophony of, like, the most upsetting sounds, and you can't see what's happening.
Oh, the camera's just on this empty bedroom, and it's nighttime, and you're just hearing it all happen
so
downstairs.
Bad.
And then Silent Jenna is drinking plentiful amounts
and
of wine right
silence.
Now.
Silent.
Oh,
and
no.
Dead
oh,
silent.
No, 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 no.
Big
dead
silence.
Silent for, like, oh, Jenna's not doing well. Jenna looks so pale.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
Silence
then you,
for
then
way
you
too
hear.
Long.
Thum.
Oh, the old footsteps. Thum.
Thum. No. Coming back up the steps.
Coming back
and
up
you're
the
like,
steps.
Like, who or what, and you do not know what's, like, coming back into the room. So his body flies into the room, hits the camera, falls on the ground, and then you see it's her, and she's got blood all over her, and she, like, clomps towards him in this, like, zombie walk, and then she gets down on her knees in this, like, really herky-jerky move.
Oh, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, he's dead, and it's, like, he's fully dead on the ground, and you see her just sort of, like, kind of, like, waft over him, and then her head, like, jerks up to the camera.
Oh no. And yeah, then she's like looking at the camera for a second, and then I feel like she has like a crazy
demon
growl
face. It like
and launches at the camera.
She zooms towards the camera, and like in the last second her face like morphs into like an insane
demon.
Like crazy demon
like
face
mouth open
in the last second, and then it goes to black. And then they're like, the police
they're like, Mika's body was discovered on whatever October whatever, and Katie was
never
seen again.
So she's gone.
What? That was scary.
Really didn't expect it to end with her just like being a demon.
She's
now
a demon. Like, he got her. Like, and like in that bite, like that's when it happened. And he like possessed her, got her, and then killed him.
Yeah. This,
it's really sad that he died. Really sad that she didn't find that demonologist sooner.
I know. Listen to women.
Yeah. I mean, that he got his.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
fucking died.
He could have prevented that. That's on him.
Personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a really
I loved that
tough
movie.
One.
I'm so glad I didn't have to see it.
It's really so it was like it's a real classic. I
it
think
does
it's like
feel
an important,
like special.
It's an important movie in the like canon of scary movies because
I think
it
so.
Really like the issue like how cheap it was to make and how in like it's a really special inventive piece of like filmmaking.
Oh my God.
I was thinking like the scariest thing for me was like never seeing the thing. Like
oh,
I
that's
kept
my favorite.
I kept being like, are we gonna get a like big reveal of like seeing the demon? And it's like scarier that
it's never good. It's never
so
good.
Interesting that it seems like it does have some sort of physical, like it was under the sheets.
It has
made
three toes,
but you don't. That's so wild that you don't ever.
You never see it.
See it.
So I think that also another power of this movie is, it's so lucky that they didn't remake it, and I don't know what the other.
Yeah,
ones
how
are like
could you remake it?
But the
they're
power,
not as good, I don't.
The
I would
power
say.
In this movie is that it feels real.
Yeah.
It feels like these are two real people living through this and actually reacting to ways. I mean, I don't fully buy the way the guy reacts every time, but most of the reactions you do believe and you can rationalize is like, maybe you would react that way. And that's a huge flaw in horror movies all the time is you're like, you
this
wouldn't,
isn't.
Just don't
what?
Do that.
Just don't
that.
Walk
don't go
into
there.
The
don't
basement
that.
Right
and it
now.
It seems like they're young, right?
Yeah, they're
like,
in their like mid 20s.
So it also is like, I sort of, even though, it's like, who fucking acts that way? If he's like 23, I am sort of like, yeah, They feel like 23-year-olds act that way. It's 23-year-old dudes.
They're not playing like major adults, you know, like they're meant to be kind of like, and even the, and that's why I think it succeeds so well. Like I was saying, like the house is sort of like decorated a little stupid. You know what I mean? Like her car is dumb. They dress bad. They feel kind of like just like they're just kind of like haven't figured it out yet.
Just like some San Diego dudes.
That's like the best part of the movie, though. That's truly, I think, the power of the film that accelerates it in such a way that if they'd remade it and like
if
it
was like beautiful,
right? Them was, not looking to hair. Me, them not looking like classic actors, I think makes or breaks it.
Yeah, 100%.
I think like
her, in like, my imagination, I have not seen
her
this
like
film,
little schlumpy boxers and tank tops at night, and just like she's beautiful and she's gorgeous, but she's just like not like what would Hollywood would cast in that role.
Yeah,
and what they end up doing in the later ones, and I think it just like makes the movie, or like it just you immediately believe you're like
you feel
with
like you're like in their house.
Yeah, some like lame San Diego couple had, and you're just watching
with
them
stupid car,
their stupid car, and their bad house,
dumb clothes. I'm amazed at how scary it was to hear about this movie. Like, scary to sit in my home with all the lights on and hear it described. It was fucking so scary.
I think it was the scariest one so far.
Oh my god, this is the scariest one. This wins for me.
So good. So
classic.
Good.
It will be one I think that people look back on in the way that like
no,
we
it
revere,
holds up. I
like,
mean, this is 12 years later now, and I've watched it for the first time, and I watched it during the day, and I was terrified.
Yeah, it's scary as
hell. And it makes you afraid of every noise in your house ever, which all houses make some amount of noise. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, and I have two cats always making noise. Mm. And so I was like, in the daytime, like, what the fuck is that noise? What is that? What is that? And like anything
I
that happens.
That
I just like
that
for myself, so I'm a big fan of like, I don't need a lot of like lore and a lot of like, well, demons, well, the thing with demons is that they'll attach themselves to you. But in order, and I think a thing I really like about this in the first one is the simplicity of it. It's like,
it
demon
just
attached to you.
Fucking happened to you.
Yeah. Sucks for you, man. And it's that's it. And that's
don't
like the
why.
Whole logic. Yeah. Well, the logic is like, it's not about like why or what she did or what is the like great historical archaic history of it. It's just like, sucks. He's back. Here we go.
Wow.
Okay. So what will haunt us the most from this retelling? Emily, for you, what is going to haunt you?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I really screamed watching the trailer scene, the like under the,
you
under the sheets. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Really good scream.
I'm often scared. That really scared me. I think her standing by the bed the first time and then like going outside, like the coming up behind someone and being like, what's up? And then being like, that's like very, very freaky. It was all so scary. God, it was scary.
I don't think I ever told you guys this, but I had a really scary thing happen in our apartment one time, where in the middle of the night, I like heard something and I was like, what is that noise? Like it sounded like wind and rustling or whatever. So I like got up and I went into our living room and our front door was wide open.
Oh no.
And I think we just hadn't closed it all the way.
It was windy.
And it just literally blew open in the middle of the night. And I was just like standing. And also, I wear contacts. I'm very, very blind. Like, very blind. I have a -6 contacts prescription.
That's high.
And it's really. And so I was like blind in our living room with the door wide open, at 3 a.m. Like, Tim.
I would have been like, I hear something. Tim.
Tim. And obviously Tim is like not going to be able to help if there's a ghost in the house.
No, can.
But since then, we are religious about locking it. Like every night before bed, I like lock it.
Bolt. I feel like we have to know she'll be silent. But Jenna, what will haunt you? We can
tell us with your face.
Everything. Jenna was so visibly disturbed. The sheet moving. If you haven't, listeners, if you haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, God.
Watch the trailer. It's very, very, very
scary. A lot of us live alone here in this room.
A lot of the people in this room are going back to empty houses.
And so it's just like, so this is my thing. This is why ghosts and demons are my number one scariest thing, is I cannot rationalize it away.
Right. Except for the fact that they're not real.
No, but
Henley, do
no,
not, but, Henley, do Henley, not go to Henley, a demon in my house.
Take
do
it
not,
back.
You dare.
Don't be the boyfriend.
Don't you do this to us.
Henley, you don't know.
Okay,
you
fine.
Know.
You definitely don't know.
Respect you, ghosts and demons, if you are living in
thank
this
you.
House.
Thank you very much.
I respect you and I, you know, hope you're doing okay.
I think this pretty much, I mean, it goes without saying for me, I will not see this movie. Henley, will you see this movie?
Have there been movies that you've gone and seen?
No, but okay. There have been movies
that she seriously considered.
I was
she's
so
seriously
curious, like, do you no. go watch it?
No,
she but there thought have been movies that I've been more open two.
To. Oh, I see. Okay,
I still think someday I'll see It Chapter Two.
It Chapter
that
Two
is the only
fun.
One that's on my list. Of
Henley
maybes.
Loved Event Horizon.
I can't.
God,
that's
what
thing.
An insane one.
That's the thing. I feel I was so scared by this, but as you know, Event Horizon took my
life force.
Took. All it zapped me of everything I had.
I don't know why I reacted the way I did to Event Horizon, because I think I would hate the movie so much.
Event Horizon is one where it chops everybody at the beginning on the top of the deck, right? Is it on a boat?
It's on a spaceship. It's in space.
Oh, I'm thinking of another one.
Sounds like a one I don't want to see.
It's insane.
It chops everybody on
it's,
the
deck. What is it?
Right in the beginning?
I'll find it. It's from the late 90s or 2000s. I thought it was Event Horizon.
Oh
I'll find
God.
The name of it. But it's literally the craziest start to a scary movie ever. And it's literally...
No.
Funny, it's a sunken ship.
It sounds similar to Event Horizon, only it's a boat and being sliced. And
God, I need to know.
If you guys know this boat slice movie,
boat slice.
Let us know.
I'm going to find it.
Where are my vessel heads at?
Where give are us vessel
this,
heads?
Give us this boat.
We know hashtag we got some vessel heads on the
vessel
pod.
Heads. Maybe it was Ghost Ship. I think maybe
oh,
it's called
seems
Ghost
right.
Ship. But
wow.
The first scene, oh yeah, it has like Julianna Margulies and a bunch of really fun actors.
Damn, okay, well if anyone's
but
seen
the first
Ghost
scene
Ship,
is
wants to tell us
unbelievable.
About it.
It's literally just like 100 people getting like, and like they all just like literally like that thing where like their top halves slide off their
oh
bottom
God,
halves
no.
and they're all on the dance floor and it's like crazy. I thought that's what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, someone's got to come on and talk
oh
about
God,
Ghost Ship.
Or
we have to have you on again. That'll be our next movie.
Tell us about Ghost Ship.
It's really good.
Wow. I mean, I had a blast. I really did. I really had a blast. At first, I started getting really nervous that we were recording this at night and I was like, oh no.
It's
I have
okay.
to go to sleep soon, but
there's no
I think
demon.
It'll be I think
no
it'll
demon.
Be okay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You are
Jess.
The best.
Scariest so far award winner for scariest
I'm so flattered.
Movie.
Uh-huh. I'm so flattered. Thank you. I like doing this anytime.
All right. Well,
it's your catchphrase.
It's
time.
My catchphrase time. It's the best possible ending to any show, and it is goodbye.
Hi guys, this is Jenna, and I am breaking my silence to say thank you so much for listening to this really scary episode of Too Scary Didn't Watch. This is my personal scariest movie, and facing it has inspired me to face my other great fear of speaking on this podcast. In October, we will have a full month of extra spooky episodes, so stay tuned. And remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'd also love it if you could rate us and write us a real nice review, because we love to chart. And also follow us on social media at TSDW Podcast. That's all I got. You probably won't hear from me again, but this was really fun. Bye.